We had a service here a while back, and not very long ago, and at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, Cheryl and I had to leave to go to minister to someone, and the church, there was still people all over the place milling around getting CDs and DVDs, and I told Phil, I said, Phil, I can't close the door and run all these people out. I said, they're getting CDs and DVDs. So I said, son, will you stay, and when everybody's out, would you lock the door to the church? And I said, sure, and I'll be back probably 10 or 11 o'clock tonight. He said, sure, I'll take care of it for you. So we left because we'd prayed for everybody, and we had to get out that Sunday afternoon. So we were gone until 11. That night, I walked back in my office at 11 o'clock, and I sat down. And then I sat down, just as clear as a bell, I hear the Lord say, son, go check the bathrooms. I said, okay, Lord. So I get up from my office, and I come down, and I walk around the corner and walk down, and I walk in the first bathroom, and everything looks perfectly normal. I walk in the second bathroom, everything looks perfectly normal. I walked in the third bathroom, and the cold water faucet is running wide open. I thought, God, you're beyond my wildest imagination. You don't even want me to waste water. Is he awesome? Now, why in the world, if you're led by the Spirit, walking under the royal law of love, he will protect everything you have. He won't even let you have to waste energy or waste electricity or anything else to pump water just to run it down the ditch. He'll tell you, son, go check the bathrooms. You know what? It would have been real easy to say, you know, that was just, I had too much pizza tonight or something, you know. No, I knew that was God talking to me. You know, when those thoughts come to your mind, that's God talking to you. Just obey him. Don't be like I used to be and argue with him every time he'd tell me something. Oh, you've done that, huh? Oh, how many of y'all been like me? You ever argued with God? Oh, yeah, oh, that's terrible. But that's the way we are. We need to get to the point where when God speaks, we just say, yes, Lord, and go do what he says. Is that right? And, you know, you'll be amazed. I mean, I didn't argue with him at all when he said, son, go check the bathrooms. Yes, Lord. I thought, wonder what's wrong with the bathrooms. And a cold water faucet running wide open. But if I hadn't checked it that day, it might have been 4 or 5 days before I was back in there. Think how much water could have run down those pipes in 4 or 5 days with a faucet running wide open. That's a lot of water. But God didn't want me to waste the water. So since I walk in obedience to his word, he knows everything. He even knows who left the water faucet turned on. But he didn't tell me that. So it didn't make any difference. Now, I don't know if it was an adult. It could have been an adult. It could have been a child. But it makes no difference. God didn't want the water wasted. So he told me to go check the bathroom. He didn't tell me what was wrong with him. He just said, son, go check the bathroom. So that's what I did. It'd been just as easy for him to say, son, the third bathroom's got the cold water faucet running wide open. But he didn't say that. He just said, go check the bathrooms. And so then he leaves the rest of it up to me. Isn't he awesome? He's an awesome God. Now let me show you some things in Exodus 15, 26. Under the law, which we're not under, we're not supposed to be under, we're above the law if we're being led by the Spirit. Now, I trust that you are being led by the Spirit, because if you are, you're not under law, but you're under grace, and then God will talk to you and wonderful things will happen. Now, then, if you're living in the flesh and you're not being led by the Spirit, you probably won't be able to hear his voice very well. It'll be much more difficult, and you are under the law, and that's what makes you sick and makes you afflicted. But I want to show you what's available even under the law. Under the law, in Exodus 15, 26, and he said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, then I, God, will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now then, under the law, if you diligently seek him, what does diligently seeking God mean? Going to church on Sunday? Oh, you don't think that's enough, huh? What? Oh, boy, you're really getting personal here, you know it? Every minute is you're loving Him, talking to Him. That's what it means, doesn't it? Diligently. You're diligently seeking the voice of the Lord and obeying Him and doing everything He says. Now, if we, that's the church, we should be that. That should be every one of us, right? We should diligently be seeking God. And He said, if we do that, how much sickness did He say we would have? How much? Wow. That's kind of something, isn't it? None? I mean, most of us don't even think like that. You know, I mean, I remember when I received Jesus as my personal healer. When I got the revelation, I went to work the next day and I said, praise God, you guys and gals are looking at a man that received Jesus Christ as his personal healer last night. I ain't never going to have another sick day. They all laughed at me. Thurman, you're a religious fanatic. You know everybody's going to be sick. Doesn't that sound just like us? I mean, if I obey Him, how much sickness am I going to have? Do you like that? I love that. Now then, I found it. So I praise God, I believe it. And so I'm voicing it. I ain't going to be sick no more. And of course, one of those guys there was a Baptist preacher. You know, he was, you know, preaching on weekends, but he worked in for the company during the week. And he told the girls after I left, said, oh, he said, you know, Thurman, he's always been a little, you know, religious fanatic. You know, said, let's wait till the next time he gets sick and we'll laugh at him. But 5 years later, he come to me and said, Thurman, I ain't seen you sick, not even a cold. I said, I told you 5 years ago I received Jesus as my healer. I ain't going to be sick no more. He said, you're going to have to show me that in the Word. I showed it to him in the Word. Now he's listening. He got it. And far as I know, that man hadn't been sick since then. Now, he was a Baptist preacher. Now, does God love Baptist preachers? Yes. Does He love all of us? Yes. Well, what moves His hand? Faith. Faith in His Word. Lord, you said right here. Oh, He said, you dug that out and found that, did you? Yes. He said, oh, okay, it'll work for you. Now, let's see what He says in Exodus 23:25. You shall not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but you shall utterly overthrow them and quiet break down their images. What are we going to do with all these mosques and everything they're bringing into America? What are we going to do with them? We're going to take some serious praying to break those things down. You know that? But we're going to have to do it. We're going to have to pray and bring these things down because America is rapidly becoming a nation that's against God. About 50% of the church, the known church, about 50% of the ones that have been interviewed say they don't believe in God at all anymore in the church. And when we got the Lutherans up there having that big meeting saying, you know, it's okay to have homosexuals in your church, or when you take, I watched Dr. Jack Van Impe the other night. Some of you may know of Dr. Jack Van Impe. I was watching his September 2nd, I guess it was, video. And he went through how many seminaries are preaching what and how many of them don't believe Jesus is God, that don't believe that Jesus had no sin, don't believe He was virgin born. And we wonder why there's no power in the church. I thought, wow, these men in these seminaries can't be that stupid. But according to Dr. Jack Van Impe, they are. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless your bread and your water, and I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of you. So how much sickness are you going to have if you obey Him? Ooh, that's good news, isn't it? Don't you like this benefit package, girl? Ooh, I love this benefit package. I mean, I ain't never seen a benefit package like this. This is mine. Then let's go to Deuteronomy 7:15. Deuteronomy chapter 7. In fact, we might go through verse 9 through 15 in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 7, 9 through 15. And let's look at some of these things here. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. Now, if you keep all His commandments and walk with Him, He's going to bless you and your children to 1,000 generations. as long as all of you walk in obedience to His Word. Isn't it wonderful to be raised up in a good Christian family? You know, I was raised up in one of those families. And we used to go to, until Mom and Dad both died and all that Mother and Dad's family, especially Mother's side, until they all passed away as old folk. We used to have a family reunion out in Abilene or in that area somewhere every year, Cross Plains or somewhere. And we would go out there, and all of the members of both sides of the family were all good Christians. Their children were Christians. We never had any fusses. We never had any squabbles. We loved each other. In fact, when my sister's husband died my oldest sister, her husband died years ago, she finally met another man, which was a Baptist preacher, and she finally married the guy. And the first year he went to the family reunion, 150 people there. He was there the whole afternoon. He said, I have never seen anything like this. He said, in the family I was raised up in, if you'd have had all of us together at one place in 15 minutes, it'd be somebody screaming, hollering, or knocking down, or fighting. He said, I ain't never seen so many people that loved each other. Hey, that's a pretty good sign we all know Jesus, right? And this is the way you shall know them, by their love, one for another. Isn't it wonderful to be raised up in a Christian family that everybody knows Jesus? You can just talk about Jesus all you want to? Wow, praise the Lord. And He repays them that hate Him to their face. To destroy them, He will not be slack to him that hateth Him. He will repay him to his face. Now, God's going to repay you. And what does it take for you to hate God? Just disobey Him. That's all you got to do. When you disobey Him, He calls you wicked. That's scary, isn't it? You're His son. You're His daughter. And you disobey, He calls you wicked. Wow, verse 11 and 12. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command you this day to do them. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if you hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto your fathers, verse 13 and 14. And he will love you, and he will bless you, and he will multiply you, and he will also bless the fruit of your womb, which is your children, and the fruit of your land.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Best Benefit Package is Jesus, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.